Mike, you picked a heck of a topic for your debut run.
Yes, tidings of good joy from Citizens Property Insurance.
Well, let's talk about this, because Governor Rick Scott said that this rate increase is not surprising, but I'm sure to a lot of people it sounds pretty unbelievable. Do you think this is a logical step for Citizens Property Insurance to make this giant rate increase in sinkhole premiums?
Well, it's just a matter of money in and money out. Last year, Citizens took in $32 million in sinkhole premiums and paid out $245 million in claims. And there's just so long you can run your books like that. And so what they've done was crunch the numbers over the past 5 years and balanced inflow and outflow, and that's what it costs to insure sinkholes.
I've read that there hasn't been a huge increase in the actual number of sinkholes, but there has been a big jump in the number of sinkhole claims.
Correct. Claims have tripled since 2006. And the insurance industry, probably with some justification, will blame that on these public adjusters to go out and drum up business. And they'll take out ads, you know, solicit in neighborhoods. Do you have cracks in your house? If so, you could be entitled to thousands of dollars in insurance payments. And so actual sinkhole claims, only 1% of them involve the ground opening up and swallowing your house. 99% are, you know, cracks and things like that that may or may not be due to sinkhole activity.
What do you think the reaction is going to be from private insurers now that they see Citizens making this gigantic rate
increase? They're definitely going to be, you know, knocking on the door. They already have. The sinkhole mess has gotten so bad that private insurers just won't insure houses in these counties where there's a lot of claims. And so all these claims have wound up in Citizens' property because insurers will dump a house and then they'll go running to Citizens as the insurer of last resort. And Citizens basically subsidize their coverage, and now those subsidies are ending.
Do you think that the big jump in sinkhole rates is a harbinger for storm insurance rates further down the road?
Well, our storm insurance rates in Central Florida, and this is more good news, are going to start going up considerably. This company called RMS, they're one of the biggest companies in the world that analyze risk. So they look at an area and say, you know, the odds of a hurricane causing this much damage are so much. Well, they've looked at Central Florida and decided that once a hurricane hits the coast, our, you know, flat, hot terrain doesn't slow down the wind speeds much. And so we're a lot more vulnerable to hurricanes than previously thought. So the old wisdom about move inland and you're safer from hurricane risk or safe from hurricane risk no longer holds. And so they've looked at these numbers and decided that there's between like double and triple the risk in Central Florida as once believed. So the insurance companies are going to look at that number. The rating agencies are going to look at that number. And so they're going to have to respond by raising rates.
Now, up in Tallahassee, Governor Rick Scott is not a big fan of government-supported initiatives or interventions. What do you think will be the future of Citizens Property Insurance under the Scott administration?
Well, their goal is to shrink and probably eventually eliminate Citizens because it's a government-subsidized operation. And so what you're seeing now and what the sinkhole rates are doing is they're going, okay, well, Citizens no longer is a safe haven for you to run and get cheaper insurance if you can get it from, you know, Acme Insurance down the street. So they're trying to restore Citizens as the insurer of last resort instead of a competitor with the private market, which is what Charlie Crist set it up to be.